Big balls.
It's GRD's Weekly.
You've got to stop. Start turning my microphone off during the intro.
I have enough stuff to do at the beginning. I could give you the microphone controls.
Okay.
That'd be cool. Hi.
Wow.
Welcome to GRD's Weekly. It's episode number. Anyone paying attention?
91.
Yes.
I actually knew that.
Woo-hoo! Well, you didn't get to win the piece of chocolate. I have no idea.
Oh, I get chocolate too?
If there's chocolate involved, I win.
Well, that's right, fine.
I don't care what I have
okay,
to do.
Okay, so hi. Welcome to it. Yes, we've got a whole group of folks, and we'll get to it all right now because, yes, the lady who apparently will do anything for a prize, it is the Flinstress.
For $50,000, I will contort my body any way you want.
Or chocolate.
Good to know.
Or $50,000 worth of chocolate.
Hey.
That's a lot of chocolate.
That could there be the Bruce.
I see Bigfoot.
It possibly is then.
Fine.
I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Look, Mom, I finally made something of myself.
And woo-hoo! Finally joining us, it's Anna.
Your Ken can kiss my Barbie.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Dude.
So welcome to it. It's a night of fun. It's a night of intrigue and mystery.
Wait, really? Really?
Is that tonight?
No.
I don't know. I've forgotten. It's been a couple of weeks. We get giddy when that happens. So let's move right on to it. So being the guest, Joanna, what have you been doing Geekify?
Oh, hey. So I made some notes. But the most important thing, of course, is that...
The notes are on your phone?
Either on my phone, yes. No, sorry. Pac-Man Championship.
There you go.
I played this evening.
Your Geeky Week does go up to 5 minutes ago. Yes. Yes. That's okay.
Which was pretty awesome. I did surprisingly better than I expected.
And it's like right now you're thinking about it. I mean, you're thinking about it again going, you know what? I kind of want to play it again.
I can play it now.
Actually.
It's the crack of vintage really arcade fun. Games.
And so since I can't because I don't have this at home, I'm just going to have to make do with the Google Pac-Man logo thing.
Tell me you heard the voicemail call, the lady calling her internet people because she couldn't get the Pac-Man to go away on her Google. And she wanted it to go away.
No.
She yeah.
No, but I will have to go listen to it.
It was open. Yeah, it's like a 6-minute call. Oh, it's fantastic. The guy is trying to explain to her how to get rid of the Pac-Man. You know, leave the page. It's fantastic.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Good times.
So my other geeky thing is on Saturday I went geocaching with a bunch of people. Ooh. So it's sort of like getting nerds out into the woods. It's awesome.
Oh, God.
And terrifying all at once. What'd you find?
Man. We mostly just like dirt. Boxes of crap. But there was one really interesting one.
The people don't leave dirt for each other to find.
It'd be funny. I'm going to go leave dirt. Watch. Special dirt.
Okay.
There was one really interesting one. It basically was like this huge like storage box full of books and then like in some sort of like waterproof bag in the woods. So it was kind of like you go there and you can trade out stuff. I didn't bring anything to exchange.
So you just
really wasn't really interested in any of the stuff that was in it either. But really neat that this thing existed because most of the time it's like McDonald's toy crap that people leave in these boxes.
What was the most interesting thing you saw in the box? What's in the box?
Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
Nice.
Cool.
Sorry, I just ruined every movie ever. Spoiler alert. Yes. Retroactive.
Gwyneth Paltrow's head ends up in a box in every movie.
Every single movie.
Toy Story 3.
That's exactly what it is.
Moved
Damn
me.
Damn it.
I missed that. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
We're waking stuff up. It's okay.
It's an Easter egg.
Okay. Oh, good.
Remember how we didn't give you a script?
It's because there's hey, all right. then pretty much the rest of my geeky week involved a horrendous road trip up to IKEA, because I'm a total IKEA nerd, and then Sunday morning going to homosexual church, a.k.a. the drag brunch at Godfrey's.
Oh, okay. All right.
Haven't been there in a long
okay.
time. I and know. We need to go.
Yes. We need to go.
We need to go.
We need to go. Because mm-hmm. This is such a fun place. I'm so going to take you. This has been so fun. That's what, 3 years ago?
I forget.
Okay.
We're not usually up Sunday mornings. We're usually sleeping.
They do a 2 o'clock brunch now as well, which is kind of a little bit late for brunch. But
did you have the French toast or what did you have?
I had the French toast. My favorite is the Eggs Benedict.
Mm-hmm. I've had that as well. Cool. Well, that's pretty geeky. Is it my turn?
If Anna's done.
I'm done.
Okay.
That'd be your
I could tell.
Someone is raring to go.
No, I could tell. I have vibes. I knew she was done.
Okay. I turned off my phone.
Yeah, she put her phone down.
So the electricity had literally stopped. Okay. There's a Facebook app, right? She sensed the loss.
You can't hear this, people, but I'm giving him the finger.
Well, you might want it back.
Okay.
Let's see, geeky.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Some old Doctor Who's. I say old, not old Doctor Who's, but like Christopher Eccleston Doctor Who's.
Wow, you go way back, don't you?
I do. I really, really take it back.
Old school.
They've been on TV and I'm having fun with that. That's when Captain Jack was along for a little while and that and Mickey
dances.
And they're working all of that out. So that was pretty fun. And our son, Kevin, loves cats. And so we watched something on Animal Planet called Cats 101. And it's like all about every different like breed of cat and like what's good about them and what's bad about them. So it's basically like if you're thinking of getting a cat, it's like a guide for cats. And there's apparently one that's like good if you have allergies, you know, so I don't know. It's not like we're going to be getting a cat anytime soon, but it was kind of an interesting show. Speaking of, the only reason we were able to see is because we finally had the advanced tech from DirecTV out to our house.
Oh. Yay.
The guy, apparently, like, and he gave me, like, his direct line. I'm like, oh, I have the direct line to, like, the guy at DirecTV.
Dude. I've got a guy.
You wouldn't think you'd have to be a master technician to, I don't know, properly bolt the satellite.
God. So apparently the guy that came out during the World Cup, who was really nice, he came back because the USA game was on and, you know, he came back like an hour later and he was really nice guy and he fixed it and it was working fine, but apparently he didn't like tighten it all the way because when we had those like really bad storms last week or whatever.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like off and not every channel was broken, but just enough, you know, just the channels I watch.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
Just my channels were off. I was
you know
like,
the
damn.
Stuff like Cat 101.
Cat 101.
Yeah, exactly.
And HGTV and the Travel Channel and, you know, just the crap that I watch. So
if the Travel Channel had more bikini shows...
They have
then
some
you'd
bikini
want.
Shows.
Well, right. Then that's when you
I'm
watch
sorry, could
it.
You say
more.
That again?
They have some.
If they had more bikini shows.
I don't want to see Anthony Bourdain in a bikini. No.
But so what you're really wanting is the Travel Channel mixed with Spike.
Kind of.
You want the guy's Travel Channel.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
But every other episode's going to Vegas.
It. He braced it. Apparently, it's supposed to have like a brace on one axis and a brace on another axis, and there was missing one completely. Sorry, I'm bumping the microphone all over the place as I try to demonstrate this with my hands. Well, these people want to see. Anyway, but so it's finally fixed.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been subbing for a teacher at summer school, which is like the best gig in the entire world. She's like a special ed coordinator. So I read aloud to a kid for like an hour and then I monitored lunch for like an hour and a half. And then I sat on my computer for 5 hours and just did whatever. That was fun. But I did my homework for school. I started a new class, you know, so it's like a statistics class. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about this math, but
stats is pretty easy.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard. Yeah, but it's mostly just about like research and data and all this crap. And I'm like, I want to get into what my major is supposed to be about. I mean, not major, you know what I mean? It's like a master's program. But it's supposed to be curriculum and instruction with a concentration in integrating technology, right? I have done nothing that even closely relates to that. It's
How
all
many
about,
classes
like,
have you had?
One.
Okay. Right.
No, two to two. I'm starting class three. I'm starting class three.
Right.
But still, like, I thought with a master's, you wouldn't get all that visual. You, woo,
oh.
802. Okay. You wouldn't get all that BS. You would just get right to it. You know, we don't have time for all this. We need to just get to the pedagogy. And no. So I'm not super happy with it, but whatever. It'll be all right.
As someone who has a master's, I will tell you right now, you run across a lot of that, especially in a program that's fairly like broad as far as what you end up doing.
Right.
So it'll take a while, but you'll eventually get to some of the nuggets.
I guess. Maybe. And I could talk to my academic advisor. I can change it around. Like, there's only a couple of things that have to go in order. So I could be like, look, I'm dying here. Give me one of these technology courses. Move it up some on the list. So not a lot
Step
of prerequisites.
It up. Step
so
it up.
That's good. Roller derby is moving right along.
We're
officially practicing like with the team, totally integrated. We're not separated like freshies anymore. So we actually get to get in there and hit.
Uh-huh.
Roller derby is no joke. And I'm not just talking about the physical. There are like 50 things to remember all at once. You think it's easy, right? Help your jammer get through the pack. Stop the other jammer. Okay, that's two things to remember. But no, there's like 48
more
things to remember. There's different penalties. There's everybody else is trying to hit you. You're trying to hit them. Your jammer, their jammer, they're fast, so they're hard to keep track of. I mean, I just feel like mentally my mind is just like, we do these drills where it's just like one of us trying to stop one of them, right? And I can do that. I can do that like really good. They're all like, wow, yeah. And then we get in the middle of the pack and there's 30 other girls and I'm like, there she goes, you know, just right by me. So I'm getting the hang of it. I put a couple of really good hits on some people already. So plus I don't fall over that much. So like when I get hit, I'm usually just kind of like I get hit and I move and then I come back. So it's like really, 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 really fun. And Thursdays are our scrimmage night. So we get to play like against each other pretty much all night, which is awesome. So I'm not on the team yet. My skills assessment will be sometime in the middle of September. So we're getting close. So people keep asking me, how's it going? Are you on the team yet? I'm moving right along. I've caught like 15 seconds off of my time for this. Like I have to make 25 laps in 5 minutes and I'm like working on, you know, I've cut time off of that. I really need new skates, though. My skates are tearing up my feet. So, you know, maybe I'll start a fund, like a PayPal account. People can contribute to my skates. Or I could just buy them. Yeah, that's, I could just do that.
Or, yes.
But the 3 days I worked, store, right? I worked for summer school. The 3 days, that'll pay for my skates.
So there you go.
I played in a soccer tournament over the weekend. Okay, soccer tournaments are for anyone below the age of like 23 or 24. They are not for people who are in their 30s. It was fun, but I like literally could not walk afterwards. I got an injury, not an injury really per se, but like my calf muscles cramped up and my hamstring muscles crapped up all four muscles at the same time.
When you were lurching at people and walking around like you should have been wearing a hospital gown.
Basically. Luckily for me, I was only about like 3 feet from the line, the end line, the out of bounds line when this happened. So I very, very gracefully rolled my ass off of the soccer field and just sat there for a while. I'm like, all right, I'll be okay in a little bit. There was only like 6 minutes left in the game. I was like, I'm done. I took my shin guards off. I took off my cleats. I was like, y'all got this. I'm done. But it was really, really fun. It was like a conglomerate team from like Charlottesville and Richmond and all of it. We just kind of played. We didn't win any games, but it was fun. played.
So you got hurt for nothing.
Yeah. Well, it was still really, really fun. It was a good workout.
It built character.
Yeah. Yes.
But it was fun. And played some Rock Band. Rock Band is really, really fun. Yep. Out there and playing some Rock Band.
I love Rock Band.
Hey, Journey.
Oh,
I've got
dude.
Don't Stop Believing.
Downloaded some good new songs. Yeah. So I haven't done any singing in a little while, but playing the guitar. And that's a hand workout. You know, you need dexterity for that. If you have arthritis, you can't really play Rock Band. I don't think there's Rock Band, you know, for old people.
So. You could set up the microphone on a stand. That's about the best you could do. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
We watched an MST. I don't remember which one it was.
We watched Future War.
Future War. Yeah.
Ah.
This is where the guy comes back in time to help stop this alien guy who's raising a dinosaur army. It makes no sense, but it shouldn't have
to. It doesn't have to. Yeah.
And somewhere along the way, the new nun refines her faith in the Lord. So it's a sweet movie all around.
Oh, okay. Well,
because dinosaurs that you have to run from, that'll spark your faith.
They
in
were
the
little
Lord.
T-Rexes the size
they were.
Of
they're like genetically little like yeah.
Like dog sized
okay, well,
T-Rexes.
Okay, well, a little bigger than that, but yes.
Okay, like
yes.
The size of
like a person, like maybe a short person?
No, mastiff? Or like a mastiff. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I was like, what's Marmaduke? Yeah, like a Marmaduke size.
Annoying. A bad movie.
I've been reading Calvin and Hobbes, which is super, super fun. I read a young adult book called IQ by Roland Smith. He was our author of the year last year for Henrico County. So he came and signed and a bunch of stuff. And it's actually pretty cute, except that one of the like secrets of the story was that the spy guy referred to his contact as Mr. POTUS. And we weren't supposed to know POTUS is president of the United States.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you're right. The average 13-year-old isn't going to know that. And it's going to be a big shocking reveal that he's really talking to the president at the end. But I was like, damn it. Couldn't you have made that a little less obvious? You know, so that was my only complaint. But it was still really well written. It was a really fun time.
Mr. Vice POTUS.
That would have done it. That would have been enough.
Nice.
Would have been good.
Nice.
And we played laser tag. We went to GeForce Cars and they actually have a really good laser tag. It's
it looks
big. It's
sketchy as hell because it's in a warehouse district and there's just a sign.
You just pull up to a warehouse. You don't think it's really anything. Yeah. Have you been there?
Would you like
they
to
have
play
a huge
game?
Indoor,
no, I haven't.
Indoor go-kart track.
Yeah,
on
I've heard
concrete
about it.
And everything. It's really fast.
Goes
like
35
40 miles an hour.
Miles
I know, they're really, really
fast.
You
gotta wear the helmets and the neck braces for it.
Yeah.
It's like Mario Kart. If you were really playing Mario Kart, is what it looks like.
Wow.
Really does,
can I throw like a mushroom at somebody?
See, we were joking about that. We've been trying to figure out how you can combine laser tag and kart racing. Because
everybody wears the vest and you got the gun
to
go around and shoot.
But then we just had the really great idea at this place that since they're wearing helmets anyway, we need a display that you can see and like all the pickups. The HUD and the pickups and using the weapons themselves would all be just on your display. The people watching couldn't see it unless you, but still, that'd
be like a VR Mario Kart as you're actually driving.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
That
Disney Quest. Yes, get on that Disney Quest.
Do it now.
Yep. So laser tag was way, way fun. But we played with kind of a mixed group. It was really funny because it's not far from my school. So like 10... like high school girls roll in, and at least three of them were kids that I had taught. So
guess who got shot?
I got to shoot. Should have done
kids.
Your homework. It was awesome.
Because what are you skipping?
We also played with. I'm getting there.
Okay.
We played with like five like guys to like total laser derby. Laser derby. That would be a fun combination.
Laser derby.
Steps were weird.
But
though.
They had like bandanas. They were wearing like Jesse James like over their face
oh,
and stuff.
God, yeah.
And they were taking it like really, really seriously, like coordinating efforts. And they had like hand signals and all this stuff. But the first game we played, I won. Out of everybody. Out of Billy Flynn. Out of our 14-year-old son. Out of all five of those guys. Out of all 10 of these girls that I used to teach. Uh-huh. I won by a lot. Like double everybody's score.
Wow.
It's all about strategy. Because I was picking off those girls left and right. Every time they came around. I got a good number of hits on those guys too. But it was just so, it's so funny to hit one of them. And they just go, oh, man. And then once they realized I was good, they started teaming up on me. They're like, there she is. She's over there. I was like, damn it. So
I'm just a little girl. Don't hit me.
So yeah, it's really kind
of
so cool because
the interior is like sort of decorated as if it's supposed like to jungle. Be a jungle. So where they have like all these poles because it's a warehouse, they've got the stuff around it like that branches out a bit. So you've got different shaped walls. So it's kind of like a maze.
There's
within
lots of
the
these
maze.
Little like L shapes and yeah, there's good hiding spots.
And they have windows on some of them, but some of them are mirrors. So as you're walking through, you don't know exactly what you're seeing or not seeing.
If it's
seeing.
You or if it's really somebody else.
It's
and you
laid
can
out really
the
well.
Glow from their pack around
and
the corner if you
it
look.
Was $20 for all you could play laser tag from 7 to 11.
Oh, that's pretty good. Dude, that's
and we
really
played
good.
Five games of laser tag. So it ended up being like $4 a game or something like that. It was, I think
really
we're going
good.
Back this this Friday again. It was really, really fun.
Awesome.
Fun time.
So even though I may have forgotten some things, that's my geeky week.
I wanted to say every time you talk about the laser tag stuff, it keeps reminding me of this young adult book series that I read when I was in like junior high. Photon.
I played it Photon.
Yeah. There was some young adult books that came out that was kind of sort of Last Starfighter-ish.
Yeah.
Where it was this guy who would play Photon, and if he hit this certain spot in the game, like it would transport him to this kind of space ship space
really?
Station thing, and he went off on these adventures then, and he was
there
like
was a TV
the
show
Earth
that
representative.
Too.
I think they did, yeah, they did a cartoon.
I wonder how it would hold up if it would be dated if we were to read it now, or if it would still be, you know, if it would hold up. I might have to check
that
out. Photon.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah.
Also, write down Max Headroom. Write that down.
Okay.
All right. Don't laugh. I am eagerly looking forward to watching, to revisiting Max Headroom.
Okay, good. Let's see. Since last
don't
week...
Don't be a dick about it.
What? I don't give you a dick about it this time.
Because you don't like really good sci-fi.
I actually enjoyed Max Headroom when it was on.
Do you remember how much stuff it predicted? A lot of that stuff came true. No, go ahead.
The 3-second commercials?
Just mass media in general. Oh, instantaneous ratings online. That's how it's measured instantaneously. So, yeah.
But my TV still has an off button.
I didn't say everything is something.
Everything.
Reality TV shows becoming celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all in Max Headroom. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm very excited to get back to this.
Okay. Ever since last week, I talked about getting ringtones for my phone. Well, I have visited a website a friend told me about called phonezoo.com. It's a free website. They will text you the message, the sounds, and you can download it onto your phone that way. So, and it's a free site.
Interesting.
So
you have Verizon, or who do you have?
Yeah, I forgot Verizon.
I'm going to it right now.
You can you can also actually you can attach that to an email message and email it to the text your phone number at VZPIC or something like that. VZWPIC or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd find my phone. I've got one in there.
So you wouldn't have to go through another site to get to it.
Okay.
Interesting.
But I don't have any the
we've only
the
been
package.
Asking for a couple of weeks, Anna. Where the hell have you been?
She actually sent me something.
Yeah.
She did send me something.
Hello.
Yeah, Anna knows about the phone.
Rest of us, hello.
I haven't had a chance to look at the app book yet, but I've started putting stuff in my Google Calendar, so I guess that's the first step.
Let's see. I've already gotten a few ringtones for my phone. My main ringtone is Batman the Animated Series theme.
Dun, 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 dun. Yes.
Let's see. The text message theme I have is from Monty Python. It's an arrow hitting a tree going, message for you, sir.
Oh, I had that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. My wife absolutely hates that one. She wants to get rid of it. I'm just not going to do it for a while. I've been watching a few movies. I saw Sherlock Holmes.
Which
the
one?
The Robert Downey Jr. one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It was fun, right?
That was a very good film. Okay. It was well done. It was a different take on the story and the legend.
Yeah, I never really saw how the original Sherlock Holmes really punching people so much. But
Didn't happen. Didn't happen. But I liked the way that they did that for him as a giving to show people how quick his mind works.
Exactly.
So it worked for me on that level.
Yes. It was nice because you'd see, okay, he's going to do this, the this, the this, the this, the this. And then it actually happened. And it was kind of, I liked when they went back and you did a scene and then they showed the scene from a different point of view that you saw in like 2 minutes.
Holmes,
it took 15 minutes.
Point.
You know, I gave it 8 pants.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
Got to see Hot Tub Time Machine.
I still haven't seen that. It's on our list.
We will have it next week.
Okay.
To see.
Okay. It's a decent movie, but it's not great.
Well, that's what I've heard.
It's very much the style of the 80s films. John Cusack.
Whoa! John Cusack is in an '80s film.
Yeah,
no,
really
no.
Surprised. They even did a $2.
$2.
They did a $2 reference.
They really?
They
awesome.
Did a $2 reference.
Awesome.
You don't. You hear it in the background. You hear it in the background. Somebody talking about $2, and it was just like,
nice.
I want my $2. It was nice.
See, right away, that's like a lot of pants right there. Just for that one little thing.
I gave it 7 pants. It was funny, but it wasn't like laugh out loud funny.
Okay.
So,
did you watch the theatrical or unrated?
I think we got the theatrical.
Okay.
I think that's the one that came with Netflix.
Try to find out because occasionally, not often, but occasionally, the theatrical is better than the unrated.
Really?
Occasionally. Okay. American Pie. American Pie, they changed the pie joke totally for the unrated on DVD. He's when dad comes in, he's not standing up with it like in his crotch.
Yeah, he's laying down on top of it. Yeah, right, I saw that.
And that's not funny.
It's not as funny as the original, no.
Having it. Yeah, sorry.
Saw the Clash of the Titans. You guys talked about it last week. I finally got to see it. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Do you remember it now?
Yes.
I still barely remember this movie.
It was very, very quick, very, very fast-paced film. They could have taken some time to flesh out some
things. Still doesn't look right.
Yeah.
I really think, you know, in what was it, 79? They did it better in 79.
Yeah. I love the owl joke. They did. It's like, what's this?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That was the one thing I remember and had a lot of fun with was they did reference that stupid robotic owl.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fight scenes. It just everything went really, really quick with the film, too.
Really?
The ending was not as good as I would hope it to be, but...
Well,
it was kind of that cheesy little
Clash
ending.
Clash of the Titans 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, God. I gave it 7.5 pants. Let's see. Television. It's been pretty boring this past week, but we'll talk about that mostly later.
Okay.
I've been working a good bit and enjoying the heck out of it. I finally got my first paycheck, and all of it went to bills, and I could not be happier. Seriously.
I could not be happier. You're such a grown up.
Yeah, I could not be happier. It's like, oh, take my entire paycheck and put it to bills? Great. I'm good with this.
Certainly.
Go ahead.
Where's that ramen? It's in my pantry, right? It's ramen, yes.
Oh, ramen.
Ramen, yes.
I thought it said Robin.
Yes, Robin. Where's that Robin?
I was wondering.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. I was supposed to look at you like, what the hell are you talking about?
I heard the same thing, so
really?
I was confused
you
as well.
You hear what you want to hear, you little freaks.
Speaking of freaks, went to Fallout. And I would have talked about this in my Fit Club segment, but I'm going to talk about something a little bit different. But I did a little exercise while I was there. I took a 120-pound woman and threw her over my shoulder and walked out the bar with her.
Okay. She's a lot, Bruce.
She was a little, a lot intoxicated. And the guy she was with could not get her in the car. So I picked her up, threw her over my shoulder, walked out the bar with her.
You're lucky she didn't boot on you.
Yeah, I'm kind of lucky she didn't. But she didn't, so... It was
good. Was nice of you.
Yeah.
Finally gonna get our drinks. Oh, chicken, yeah.
Yeah. So other than getting ready for Dragon Town and enjoying my family, that's pretty much been my geeky week.
Fantastic. Let's see. I also have watched another MST, The Final Sacrifice, because he has not seen that. That's the wonderful one, the Canadian film with a lost civilization and a weird cult and a hero whose name is Roz Dower. I kid you not. Rosdower. Yes. Has anyone else? I know you have. Have you seen the Avengers movie trailer? The 1952 Avengers movie trailer.
No, I have not.
It's
not yet.
It's so good. It like takes clips from all these other movies, and like the 1936 Captain America movie serial and stuff, and cuts that like with Diana Rigg and like make it looks like old black and white from the Avengers as the Black Widow. It's hysterical. Commando Cody is Iron Man. It's brilliant. It's just there's all these references. They build an entire movie trailer about a Skrull invasion of Earth and the Avengers having to stop it. It's really well done. Let's see. More Perfect Dark, more Mario Kart, GoldenEye F-Zero-X is so much fun. So much fun. I now have the Nintendo 64 hooked up to the original HDTV in the apartment. And I don't know if anyone remembers this, but GoldenEye had a 16:9 mode. In 1996, it had a 16:9 mode.
Sound impressed. This is a big deal.
It is a big flipping deal.
Wow.
I've never played GoldenEye in 16:9 mode, and they have a cinematic mode, which makes it look even better. You don't understand, okay? You just don't understand.
I don't.
Could I make a joke about the Babysitter's Club? Would that like help you understand what I'm going for?
Yes, I think.
Okay.
Maybe that's your equivalent.
All right, thank you.
Yikes.
That's outstanding. Watch the Adam West Batman movie.
I love it from 66.
Because guess who hadn't seen it? Hey!
Hey!
So it's
I love that film.
I know, right?
It's horribly great.
That noble porpoise. Oh. So then I also went back and revisited Batman Beyond Return of the Joker.
Very good.
That is so good.
It really is.
It's so good. I don't even mind what they did with the whole storyline as far as the continuity, because it's just so good. Oh, and I remember at the time being scared when it was coming out, because I'm like, how in the hell are they going to do this? It's done so well.
It's really done well.
It's good stuff. I have, let's see, I am 66 issues into The Walking Dead, because I realized that, like I said before, I've only like read a few issues here and there. I really am. And so, yeah, I'm almost caught up there. It's fascinating. Cannot wait for the show, because it's the zombie movie that doesn't end. Because if you think about
making it, a TV show.
Once the zombies take over the world, okay, then so what? You survived at the mall for a while. What happens a year from now?
You're still on pins and needles and a box
so,
somewhere.
You know, a lot like with Why the Last Man, seeing the different ways that people react to this, you know, world-changing situation is really, really fascinating.
This is a zombie movie that doesn't end.
There you go.
Some people started eating brains.
Let's see. From the day job, there's some community theater is doing Annie.
They
needed a couple of voices, so I recorded me doing like a 1930s version of Rush Limbaugh, radio announcer guy for something, and I was also the announcer guy for the soap opera that was coming. Yo, hi.
I remembered something else.
Okay.
Keep going, though.
Oh, you're not, okay.
You did voices for something else, and I listened to it.
It's next on my list.
Okay. I probably heard the same thing.
What did you hear?
Why don't you read on what's on your list?
I have guested on Chronic Rift.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of.
I guessed on the Chronic Rift. It was the match game episode. It was fantastic. I tried my best to honor the spirit of Charles Nelson Reilly.
Made a gag joke every once in a while.
You have to do something. You have to do something. Yeah. And they stayed for the, they do like an after party show thing, which I guess if we had like guests on, we could do that. But I guess since, what are we going to do? Stay or talk to you some more? We're doing that now.
Yay.
Exactly.
Yay.
Yeah. So that was
our
good
whole
times.
Show is just
exactly
chilling and BS.
But we're probably talking about Requiem of the Outcast 709, oh, yes. Superheroes, which is simply wonderful. It is fantastic.
As soon as you are done listening to the show, yes. Go to requiemoftheoutcast.com and download it right away.
Ignore the fact that I'm in it. I'm
off.
Not in it a lot, so it's fantastic.
Despite
I'm not
the fact there, that you're in this, yes. It's still pretty good.
Christiana Ellis and Podcasting's Rich Sigford are two of the funniest people that I've ever met.
Oh, yes.
So,
no,
I'm really
I've been
it.
Hearing about this podcast for however long you guys have been pimping it, and it wasn't until about 4 months ago that I finally started listening to it, and now I'm kicking myself for having waited that long.
Well, they took
to get
a
to
little
it.
Bit of some time off, and there they're just sort of coming back strong right now, so it's a good time to be a Roto fan.
And for those of you out there snickering and going, and I hear your jokes, let me say, crazy, crazy, crazy detail to releasing episodes in a timely fashion. Moving right along. Oh, sorry, Bruce. That was your line. No, you totally
sorry.
Missed it.
Yeah.
No, it's fantastic stuff. It's sharper, fantastic. You need to go there right now because it was...
Well, not right now. Maybe like
No. Go
half
right
an
now.
Hour
now,
from
hour
now.
Hour
sure.
From now.
Okay, minimize this. Keep listening. Minimize this and just start it downloading. Come on. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
We can multitask.
Sure,
thank
sure.
You.
But not if you're driving.
Right.
No.
No. Don't.
No. And Hydro Thunder? Had I played Hydro Thunder last time we got together? I have
Hydro
Thunder for Xbox Live Arcade, the arcade racing, boat racing game from the late 90s.
One.
Fantastic.
Sounds like a porn name.
Hydro Thunder?
Hydro Thunder.
Wow.
Yeah, really.
Water sports.
Oh, yay.
From Alderaan to Krypton. From Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement bed. I mean, to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
Anna?
Good night, everybody.
Shame on you. I wasn't prepared for that. I haven't really needed to use that clip for a while.
Sorry, I didn't realize my mic was still up.
Of course. The mics don't go down anytime. What are you talking about?
Viagra.
Dragon Con. Dragon Con.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Is
go
coming.
Ahead. Go
and,
ahead. Yeah.
And we have a show. We have a time. We have a date and a time.
Yes,
right?
We do. Sunday at 7 p.m. in the podcasting track room is our official Dragon Con show. And, you know, everybody hopefully will be there. All of our podcasting friends who are actually coming to Dragon Con. And yeah, it's going to be like so incredibly awesome.
I'm going to have to miss it.
Are you going to be? You're not going to Dragon Con?
I am going to Dragon Con, but I'm flying home Sunday night.
We have room in the car.
You can listen to it.
And your hotel room? Because I don't have one that night either.
Oh, right. Because we all go back on Monday.
Well, we can figure it out later.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know any other news. Is there any news?
Pretty much it, as far as I know.
We are officially nominated for a Parsec, but we'll see.
Yeah, we are.
Everybody knows that already.
Okay, exactly.
We're finalists.
Yeah,
we're just not nominated. We're officially finalists.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, for me, that's what nomination
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I know. They
the
say
rules
it's one thing.
Of the Parsecs.
The rules of the Parsecs.
Are best understood by reading...
Pontificate, Billy Flynn.
By reading John Milton translated into Hebrew from Latin.
Yeah, we tried to make it a little bit more clear.
No, you did. I was just, it's just.
He's being snarky. We love the Parsec.
Yes, we love the Parsec.
The nomination, and then like you're nominated to be nominated. It's a little.
It makes perfect sense. It's like a competition, like you make the finals or whatever, like in a tournament.
Yeah, and we're in the finals.
Okay.
And so what happens is anybody can get nominated.
Really?
And
how would they do that?
You would go to the Parsec website when it's open and do that. But basically, anyone gets nominated. And then the committee and some volunteers will go through and listen to every single clip that is sent in as a sample, which, let me tell you, is
a lot.
Heck of a lot of stuff to listen to.
I could imagine.
And from all of that, you kind of all get graded. And then it basically comes down to the top five in each category that graded well. And the hope is that by doing this kind of a process, you have a lot more opportunity for people to win every year than having just the same 10 people mm-hmm. win all of the time.
There are a lot of new people.
I'd like to win just once.
There are a lot of people nominated in all different kinds of categories. I'm really looking forward to see who wins, especially some of the literature categories. Murr is nominated for three or four different things. She's not even going to be there, but she's nominated for a ton of stuff. So yeah. I think the party is going to be the award ceremony, and the party is just going to be.
Oh yeah!
I don't care if we win. I'm just happy to be nominated.
Right.
And a finalist.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Damn it.
You brought us
all the way around again.
Yes, I did.
For anybody who is used to when this happens, it's actually going to be a little bit earlier in the day on Saturday.
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock.
It's 4 o'clock instead of 6.
What? So there's more time for drinking afterwards.
Exactly.
Yes, totally. Okay.
Right.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
On it.
It's also 2.5 hours this time. You have a 2.5 hour block this time. So instead of the hour they had last time.
Yeah.
So that means we get
more PRS with sparklers.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Exactly.
Or the puppet.
Ooh, totally.
Could that be email coming my way?
I suppose so. Let's find out. Where is it? Host and Geek Nation. I was still employed full time when this happened. Now that I started to read Murdered Avedon Hill, I remember that I wanted to say congrats to the winner of PG's Murdered Avedon Hill. I know it is late. I hope that my hint. Oh, your hint. Did help everyone.
Yes, it did.
Thank you, Flinchers, for allowing the game to be extended another week. The hint I gave was not even as good as the hint I got from PG. My tweet's from PG, me. Okay, for the chance for another copy of your book, what does the G stand for? Geeker Daily Contest. I want to give a copy to my dad. PG Holyfield. Wait, where the hell did he go? I'll give you a hint. It's the same, spelled differently, as a Hall of Fame running back for the Chicago Bears. Me. That is no hint. Gale Sayers? Of course it's a good hint. The only other player would be Walter Payton, and that starts with a W. The hint he gave me, it was the first hit
it's
in the Google
Patrick
search.
Walter.
It was the first in the Google search. Also, I think technically my entry was invalid since I sent it via Twitter. So until PG Holyfield stops being so cool, make mine Geek Radio Daily. And as always, kiss and support your local roller derby girls and WFTDA. That's from Rob.
Yay.
Woo. Dear Flinstress, Mr. Flynn, and the Bruce, I wanted to let you guys have me hooked on Phineas and Ferb.
Love that show.
I love it now. So until you guys become Phineas, Ferb, and Candace, make mine GRD, and that's from Jonathan.
No, the Bruce would be,
what's his face?
The bully's name. I cannot think of his name.
Oh, I gotta be the bully?
Well yeah.
Damn, why?
Stereotyping?
And I'd want to be Isabella, I think. I don't know, because she's very resourceful. And you could be Phineas.
Awesome.
Aww.
I like to think that I'm creative and have a silent partner that gets all my stuff done, but no, I'm kind of stuck out there. No, it's fun.
You're Phineas and Ferb.
Who you want to be? We're calling it out now. Are you going to be Candace and Bustus? Don't do that. Don't do that.
Mom, Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence.
I've never actually seen it.
Oh, I know what we're doing next.
Oh!
I know what we're going to do today.
But I really enjoy the title sequence that you play on the show every so often.
It's cool.
It's super clever and really fun. You're going to get hooked.
Hooked, of course. No, we have voicemails as well.
Oh, I had an email.
Oh, well, see, how am I supposed to remind you that you have email that's in front of you?
Well, I reminded you just now. See?
Okay,
there we go. Dear Flinstress, I just finished listening to GRD's Weekly number 90, the Comic-Con one, and in addition to the usual feelings of euphoria and well-being I get from listening to the best podcast on all of the interwebs, I was left feeling slightly lost and confused. You see, twice in said episode, you made a reference to Balzacon. Not Balticon, but Balzacon. Now, this sounds like an incredibly funny punchline to an incredibly funny in-joke, but the problem is, I just don't get it. In fact, I was so overwhelmed with not getting the inside jokeness that I felt like I was back in high school again. So please, please, please help a brother out, help a former or possibly current outsider find his place in the world and explain the Balzacon reference. I just want to be part of the cool kids club. I want to sit with you guys at the GRD table in the cafeteria. Oh wait, I did sit at the geek table in high school. Maybe that contributed to my status as an outsider and my exclusion from in-jokes that didn't reference Monty Python. Damn it, I just don't care. Please spell it out for me. I can't spend these next 4 years faking it. So until all the indignities I suffered during high school are avenged, make mine GRD. Good night and big Balzacon. That's from Five Round Rapids on the forums. Now, I must have just slurred, and this feels so anticlimactic, but there was no in-joke to Balzacon. I must have been tired. Maybe I had a beer. I don't know. I definitely met Balzacon. I don't remember any testicle exposure happening at the con. I was pretty drunk a couple of nights, but I don't think there were anything Balzacon happening.
So it didn't have anything
happening
to do with all the people, all the guys wearing the utility kilts?
Nope.
No? Okay.
Nope. So.
And it's certainly not a reference to the Michael Ellis episode of the last season of Flying Circus. It has nothing to do with the department store whatsoever. So, moving on, then, we have voicemail?
Yep.
All right.
So, I'm visiting New York on business, and I got to say, the city's nice, but I'm a bit disappointed. I've been traveling the city all week, and I've yet to find the Baxter Building. I don't know where the hell they hide it. The other thing is I had to go into Jersey, and to get there, I had to go through Queens. Didn't see Spider-Man once. Not one superhero battle. I did think that I saw the S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters, but the Eagle was just for Barclay. Very disappointing.
So New York doesn't live up to the hype, apparently.
Really? There's no big building with a four on top of it? That's no!
That's just a damn shame. That is a damn shame.
That's pretty funny.
Jonathan's checking in.
Hey, guys, it's Jonathan.
Told
I think
you.
I sent you guys an email about how you guys have me hooked on Timmy and Superb now. I also wanted to say that
don't know that we got that.
My email that my favorite episode out of all of them so far is The Beak, part one and two, where they create that suit to go through the skateboard obstacle course and the superhero, and especially their enemy's arch rival's name is Cockapoopoo. And you know for a fact that the second they said it, there's going to be a running gag on that name. And sure enough, there was.
Right there.
I was laughing my booty off, I guess you could say. Every time they
booty, 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 rocking over
here. I wanted to let you guys know about that and keep up the great work.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad we have you hooked on it so much that you're telling us in all kinds of ways. I can't wait for the smoke signal that says, where's Perry?
Carrier pigeon.
Oh, there he is.
Well, there you are, Perry.
Hey, guys. It's Indigo. Not much going on, but I just
thanks for that.
Am blown away by the fact that there were Alvin and the fact there was a sequel to the Alvin and the Chipmunk movie
squeakle
was bad enough, but that there's a third one would be bad on its own. But the fact that it's called Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked at the moment makes my I don't know how to express it.
As long as it ends like the Donner Party, it's okay.
I really don't see it being worthwhile, though I'll have to see it for NPH, I guess.
Maybe they'll be chipwrecked on an island and kill each other.
Yeah.
Why are they destroying my childhood with these things?
Know.
What are you talking about? I mean, this happens to everybody. It's just a part of it.
Yeah.
What do you think your grandpa was saying when he's like, you know, when this? Oh, this isn't G.I. Joe. What are you talking about? Who's this metal-headed fellow? What's that about? He should be killing Nazis. You know, because
that's what they said back then.
Because all grandpas say Nazis.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly.
We're gonna do one thing. That's kill Nazis.
Get off my lawn, Nazis.
That came from my neighbor's lawn, and I didn't say anything.
Boo!
You can't boo after you laugh.
Yes, I can boo and laugh simultaneously. Thank you very much.
So thank you for writing it. That's fantastic. If you'd like to send a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynn's result at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you could...
Watch her do this.
You could send a voicemail to...
206-3FUN-HECK.
Where are you at?
Oh, sorry.
I mean, did you not know that you're here?
I was busy. I was busy watching her.
It's mesmerizing, isn't it?
Chime in. Ready? One, it is fantastic. Two, three.
Told you.
206-3FUN-HECK.
One more time.
206-3FUN-HECK.
Do I count that as the third
yes,
one?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
You don't look good. I don't. Well, you look better.
Sorry, Jet. I'm falling on the job.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're a silky boy.
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time, and reaping burns a lot of calories.
Tons of them.
It's GRD Fit Club. It's all the geek without the weight.
Yes.
Yes. So, when I was in massage therapy school, I was always told...
One time at massage therapy school?
I was always told that true health... I'm just going to keep going and pretend you people don't exist. True health comes from mind, body, and spirit. I usually talk about the body, but today I'm actually going to talk about the mind. It recently came back to my attention. Yeah, I know. Wait till you guys start hearing this. It recently came back to my attention that mental health is important. If you know me, you know I've dealt with problems with depression and anxiety in the past. It's not something that I hide. It's just something I don't tell anybody the first time I meet them. I recently had a severe bout of anxiety. Okay. It was the point where I actually required some medication. I had was given two pieces of medication. One was a quick acting anti-anxiety medication. The other one was a long-term medication.
Marijuana?
No. No. The reason I'm talking
this
about
is Virginia.
This
Virginia.
Oh, right.
The reason I'm talking about this is I want to demystify the stigma attached to mental health. If you are having problems with depression, anxiety, sleeping, anything else, talk to a doctor and get professional help. Okay? I can't help you with this. You know, I can't give you advice about what to do. I'm telling you, go seek professional help. If you do get meds, make sure they're the right medication for you. If it's not helping you out, if it's not doing enough, or it's doing too much, which was one of my medications did for me, go back to the doctor and try something different. I took the fast acting. I basically got knocked out. I took the medication about 45 minutes.
You went
minutes
from anxious to passed out just
pretty
instantaneously.
Much.
Wow.
I was 45 minutes after that. You couldn't tell I wasn't sober.
Wow.
I was walking around literally slurring my speech, walking around like I was drunk, and then I passed out for like 4 hours.
Wow.
And then
creepy.
Yeah, it was you're dealing with that. Again, if you have a problem with you feel like you have a problem and then you can't handle it, go talk to a professional, seek help.
And depending on your work, lots of stuff is covered. Lots of counseling.
Lots of
sometimes
counseling.
They'll have stuff, you know, built into your benefits program. You
exactly.
Know?
And what I did is I don't have medical insurance yet, so I got the generic prescription, you know, equivalent, and I went to Walmart and I got most of my prescriptions for, you know, $4 for a month. One of my prescriptions is $13 for a month. Still, that's affordable.
That's gotta be a good one then.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was the one I don't have to take when
feel
I'm having
free to share.
When I'm having really, really bad days. So yes. Go talk to a professional and seek help.
So there you go. There you go. See, it's mind and body. If they're not in unison, it's just not gonna work. Not going to work. That's why you got to drop by the forums at geekradiodaily.com, because there's an entire Fit Club segment there. And I'm not promising that we can provide therapy.
Oh,
Anna,
no.
Anna,
no.
You want to give some therapy?
But recipes and stuff?
No.
No? No? Don't you have a call-in show where you help, like Frasier?
No. No.
You help Frasier?
I can refer you to the psychology librarian, and maybe she can help you find
some
books.
There's such a thing as a psychology librarian?
Yeah, she works with the psychology department.
Oh, yeah.
There's specialized libraries all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, yeah, different databases and crazy. They organize
psychology.
Stuff.
Psychology. I hate APA.
Yeah, APA is just poopy. And you don't want to talk about that. You want to talk about what's on TV right now, and by God, that's what we're going to do very soon, right? Because I don't think we have anything else
that's
to do.
It.
So, you know, sure, this is the moment. We're going to play a little something. Minimize us. Download that Roto. It's fantastic. Or just
keep listening.
Just listen to this.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or your family actually seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
Have you been injured at work or in an automobile accident?
Do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling?
Do you ever black out from drinking too much?
Do you like movies about gladiators?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
If you answered yes, then don't wait another minute. Just pick up the internet and visit RequiemOfTheOutcast.com.
When there, you will find the finest sketch comedy, aged to perfection in an oak barrel, seasoned, and sent directly to you.
It's more fun than monkey spelunking!
And for every 100 downloads, we'll release a hostage!
Christiana Ellis and Podcasting's Rich Siegfried bring you Requiem of the Outcast, monthly! RequiemoftheOutcast.com.
When will I be able to see my parents again?
You're at the 500 spot, Timmy. Now get back into your cage.
Ah, screw you. This is Christoph Laputka of the Leviathan Chronicles. For some strange reason, you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
It's that time, America. What goes up must wipe out. And wipe out they will, as 12 families, fathers and daughters.
Get out of me, you pair of shoes.
Mothers and sons.
Get away!
You are dead!
Bow for $50,000 on the world's most extraordinary obstacle course. We'll see mothers with magnificent falls.
Oh, that's my mom.
Fathers with sensational tumbles.
Go, Dad!
Sons and daughters with astonishing spill. Only the two mightiest families will advance to the most challenging obstacle course of all, the Wipeout Zone. The epic competition begins now. One family will become champions, but all will wipe out.
And by God, how could you not be excited?
Really?
I mean,
I'm excited.
When you hear that, how can you not just, oh my God, Wipeout is on.
I love Wipeout. Wipeout's a great show.
That's what I just said.
Yes?
Nice.
Everybody loves Wipeout. Now, you do know that they show the same show all over the world. The exact same show. Because everyone goes to this one place where the stage is, and everyone films their version of the show.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Did you not do any research for the show?
No.
Well, this is something that I do.
What's Wipeout?
It's this show. That's awesome. there's the BBC version, which is called Total Wipeout.
Oh, okay. Well, the special.
Did we steal it from them? Because we usually do.
Okay. There's this stage that everybody goes to, and like all these different countries film their version of the show with their own contestants.
I finally understand your words.
Here we go. We have reached comprehension. That's fantastic. And it's a very, very easy process. It's very thin to consider. And why are we talking about it? Because it's fun. Because it's those stupid summer shows. Summer shows used to be just reruns.
Yes.
On three networks, damn it, kids, and PBS. And that didn't count.
That PBS didn't count.
No.
And you didn't even have a remote.
Hell no.
Black and white.
You were the remote.
You were the remote.
Your dad smacked you and said, get your ass up there and change the channel.
Turn to channel three. Shut up.
What did anything on channel
three? Is this
the moment
where someone needs to do a matlock? When I was in Virginia Beach,
I was. Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What did you just babble?
Matlock.
Is that what it is? You got to say it. Say it loud and proud, Anna. Come on. Go on. Do it for me.
Oh, I can't do it nearly as well as the Flintstress.
And on that note.
Yeah. We didn't just all pause to think about that joke. No, we didn't.
No. So Wipeout, a couple years ago, Gray Star Screens, along with a bunch of other things of people trying wacky, in-your-face. Hey, the kids love that MXC. And let's be honest, that's why we watch Wipeout, because there is no more MXC. Did you watch MXC, Anna?
Yeah.
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
This was a Japanese game show that was dubbed with American voices and, you know, kind of sort of maybe saying what the actors
not
may have
really
actually
at all.
Been
no,
saying,
no.
But no, not really.
They took Takashi's castle, put them into all these weird obstacles and strange things, and dubbed it into English, giving him things like different political parties battling against each other was one of the episodes. And it's
Or the house dresser, the house cleaners versus the mafia or something like that.
Something like that.
All kinds of funny things. And the commentators were hilarious, you know.
Vic Romano.
Right you are, Ken.
Right you are, Ken.
Right you are, Ken. We used to have a drinking game that went with MXC.
Right you are, Ken.
Right you are, Ken.
And if anybody made it across an obstacle, you would have to drink as well because it was so rare. Mm-hmm. But you got lots of right you are, Kens. And Gee-like.
Gee-like.
I have friends that
Captain
went
Tenille.
As Gee for Halloween and an MXC contestant for Halloween one
oh,
year.
Oh, that's great.
Totally. Right awesome. When it was in like its heyday.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's tons of these little summer shows and some of them stick around like Wipeout. Some of them, you know, you remember that one where it was like Hole in the Wall? And
Hole
you
in the Wall?
Try to fit yourself into the shape.
Yeah, that was crap.
We like watching people fall
and hurt
themselves.
Yeah, we do. We do Schadenfreude.
But that's what was, I mean, that the Hole in the Wall thing? Come on.
That was a bad show.
That would make an interesting game on Kinect.
Yes.
But other than that,
it's not going to happen.
I don't know.
I'd want to play it, but I wouldn't necessarily want to watch people play it. And then there was one this year that didn't make it, that Downfall show.
Yeah, Downfall.
Where, like, if you didn't win the prize, they threw the prize off of a building
and
made you watch them, like, destroy your prize.
You played on
it's
top
so
of, like,
wasteful,
this really tall
right?
building. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would drop all of the stuff that you didn't win.
Yes. And if
destroy
you,
it.
And if the money went over at the end, I actually watched the show. If the money went over at the end, then you did. They picked you up and dropped you off the edge, like a bungee jump.
They don't kill you, Anna. They don't kill you.
No, they actually killed you.
She's like, I'm this televised murder on TV.
That's crazy.
No. Bungee jump, but yes.
So, it was actually going to be okay.
It was a decelerator.
Last year, our favorite show that we used to watch all the time was I Survived a Japanese Game Show.
Hi, Majesty!
And that one's not on anymore. Yeah. But that was a pretty fun one.
I don't know where that went, because...
They're obviously still making Majesty. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Maybe not that many Americans were watching it.
Oh, stupid Americans. No. You go home now.
American.
You've been here 4 hours. Sorry. That's the wrong one entirely.
Everyone's a bit of it, laces.
Thank you. So Wipeout, why? Why does it work when the rest don't? Why?
Because the show is so simple.
People that haven't seen the show by any chance?
Listen to us.
Wacky contestants, the kind of people that would try out for reality shows and not quite make it. People who are not quite right. They're not your average.
Oh yeah,
you know,
they're definitely not quite right.
People, you know, they're these wacky sort of personalities.
24
of
them
make their way through various obstacle courses. There's a couple of different rounds. There's the qualifier, and the ones with the top time from the qualifier move on, and then there's like another elimination round, and then there's the final wipeout. You know, which is the challenging one, and whoever gets the best time wins $50,000.
And people fall down a lot.
Of course they exaggerate
the sound effects, you know, when somebody falls. Like,
they definitely get the frozen steaks together.
They're probably some of that old school Foley stuff, but yeah, it's definitely fun.
They're and squishing jello and pantyhose.
Fall in water. Sometimes they fall in mud. Sometimes there's paint and foam and all kinds of just crap.
They beat the heck out of you with foam.
Yes.
They own some foam companies there. They just whap, boom.
It's in the desert too. So when the sun goes down, it gets really cold. Which is
the one we saw last night. Jill was wearing a coat, and the contestants had water. And the last one.
The hosts are John Henson and John Anderson.
Yes.
And then Jill does like the sideline commentary. Jill Wagner does the sideline commentary. And you might remember John Henson. He's on
Talk Soup.
He was on Talk Soup. Yeah, and he's just like really, really funny. So, and John Anderson is the straight man, and they kind of play off of each other really well. I think they're one of the reasons that the show works too.
Oh, absolutely. It's really all about the host, because otherwise you just have a bunch of stupid people doing stupid things. It's cut well. You actually have to give some credit to the direction, because we don't watch everybody go all the way through. They do snip stuff out and make it more interesting.
And they have to, because you got 24 people going through, and it's, you know, okay, you suck. You get 10 seconds worth of fame. Here you go. There's the motivator.
And there's always those people, because I think what it is we have that instantaneous, we see somebody and go, they might do okay. Oh, they're totally going to not make it. You know, those snap judgments about people that we all love to do. This is a safe way to act those out.
Well, there's a certain thing about, you know, muscle tone and fitness and those types of things that translate well into Wipeout.
If you take 20 seconds to run down that first ramp.
Yeah, then you're not going to make it.
But the crazy thing is people that I look at and think there's no way in the world will end up being in like the final. And how in the world?
Or like last night. There was the mother-son team, and she was really inspirational. Breast cancer survivor. But she was kind of short, and usually it helps to be tall, kind of have long arms and legs. And she was, you know, not obese or anything, but a little bit overweight. But she really hung in there and made it to like the third round.
Yeah, because she beat quite a few people.
Yeah, the Flying Hawaiians. I really thought they were going to make it, and they come up with all these funny names for the contestants, which is always good. I think the writers deserve a lot of credit for the show, because obviously it's the talent, but it's really a very well written funny.
What if there's any MXC people like jump ship and like, ooh, I don't know, this is a real network.
It's possible.
Over here.
It's possible.
Well, this isn't any Spike nonsense. This is ABC.
Yeah, this is like they got a budget and such.
American, the same people that canceled Clerks the cartoon. I mean,
wow, So
they're
not going to forget that one, aren't you?
No, bastards.
Now, Wipeout always reminds me of, like, you know when they start a new series of Ninja Warrior, right? You guys watch Ninja Warrior?
I've seen it a couple times.
It's a show on G4 that's an actual serious obstacle course challenge in Japan.
Yes.
Where, I mean, it takes upper body strength, and, I mean, these guys are going through, like,
people
torture.
Build home real endurance.
They train for it for years. This is, like, honor, like serious honor. These guys are celebrities in Japan and all over the world. Well, but except at the very first episode when they start to do a Ninja Warrior, they always show like the bloopers, like the bad falls and the wipeouts, and that it just really reminds me of that.
They rank the people as far as the probability of them getting through, how well they do on the pre-courses and stuff like that. So the ones number 1, number 10, they're not going to do well. You get up to 99 and 100, those are the ones that are going to make it through the course and make it through in a pretty good time. So
yeah, but it's just funny because they'll put all kinds of wacky, silly people that you just look at them and they're in a tutu and you're like, you're not going to make
they
it.
They get stretched and strip and stuff like that. And they go, let's go. And they get through like two obstacles and fall on their ass.
The transsexual does pretty well every year. She gets a little further every time. I forget where she started, so I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
Primarily a she now, though, so that's
okay. We'll go to she.
All kinds of people. Haven't seen the transsexuals at Wipeout. This year they've started
it's
doing
ABC, yeah,
they've
so.
Done themes.
Yeah.
We had the blind date to start the
that
year
that was
off
a
with.
Fun one.
Which
they had the soccer episode where they painted the big balls to look like soccer balls. So that was fun.
Big soccer balls, or whatever you want to call it. And like the one last night was family. So you had mother's daughters, aww, father's sons, all that stuff, like crazy. So there's nothing like, you know, that was really cool because you got, you know, families yelling at each other and how stupid
suck
they are.
Suck it up!
And you can laugh, you know, when they get punched in the face in the soccer punch. You'd be like, yeah. It was pretty good.
So what is your favorite obstacle? Ooh.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the big balls is pretty much.
Big balls is fun.
Pretty much a classic.
Yeah. I like when the motivator gets them.
Yeah, see, how do you not? Now, the one that's just the one they stand on and you don't see the big thing behind you, you know, that one that just launches you?
Yeah.
I could see maybe. But when a big thing is behind you, how do you stand there? How do you stand there?
Because you don't think about it. You're like,
considering
oh.
This is what, the third, fourth season?
Third season, I think. Yeah.
How do you stand there?
How do you not realize that thing's coming at you?
Yeah. Just jump in the water. Because that's got to feel better than having it hit you and knock you in the water. Because this stuff is all padded.
Yeah, but still.
But still.
When
they show
hurt.
In slow motion how people's bodies move sometimes as they wrap around themselves.
Their head touch their feet and they're contorted in all kinds of ways.
It's like, wow, that still has to hurt.
Yeah, maybe not serious injuries, but it's definitely some hurt, some pains.
Yeah, if you're getting hit hard enough that you're falling in the water, it doesn't matter how much padding you have.
The one they had on the most recent one, where it was the two red, like it was like a tuning fork sort of, and it was spinning, and the people were trying to go over and under
while
that one looked pretty
trampoline.
Fun. Yeah.
While on a trampoline. Oh, okay. I think I've seen that.
They were moving in different directions, so you know, you always had two ends to get. Oh, and this woman kept trying to sit up. She fell down, and she would sit up, and it would smack her, and she'd sit up, and it would smack her, and sit up, and smack her.
That was awesome.
Like five times.
Or then there was ones where they could beat back and forth, like boom, 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 like back and forth, like a pinball.
And then there was someone that tried to jump it, and it like caught him in the gut and like flipped him over. It was like, oh my God, this is.
Okay,
I don't know what kind of waiver you have to sign for this show.
Yeah, probably a good one.
It's about 20 pages
long. Now,
what
about most difficult obstacle? One that you like would most not want to do.
The stupid spike wall at the end of the Wipeout.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. It's just messed. Except this last time it wasn't on the same pattern that it had.
No,
been.
It wasn't. But still, I mean, you're going to fall the first time except for that one person that darted through. We're like, what? Oh my God, I can't believe that happened.
And there's that one. Have we still not seen anybody make that one? That the one where
the ribs?
No, not the ribs, but the where it's got shapes cut out of a circle, and the circle rotates. So there's like a square and a triangle, and it spins
you
all around.
Jump through
and then
there.
You either slide down the slide and try to fit through the shape, or you jump on the trampoline and fit through the shape, or whatever it is. I think one person has ever made it through. That freaky guy with the lightning. I think he was the only one that made it through, or he got close to making it through. So that one looks really, really challenging. Or the washing machine one. What's the washing machine one?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, the big circle with
cycle.
The fun. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The one where everybody tries to run across the bottom and really just hang on to the top and go around.
Yeah. They finally realize it. Sable Ranch in Canyon County, Santa Clarita, California, 40 miles west of L.A. is where they film it.
Okay.
And people come. It's UK, Argentina. It's the third most popular game show in the world, according to TV Week. And yes, I'm looking at Wikipedia right now. Deal with it. Because I knew I wanted to remember it. I knew it because I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember what it was because it's such a fantastic guilty pleasure, if you will.
The other thing, obviously the kind of people that they have on the show are just regular old Joes or people who want to be, you know, famous for a little bit.
Yeah.
Who would you like to see on Wipeout? Now, I was thinking of this in two categories and go with this if you will. Who do you think you'd like to see fall in the mud and get slapped in the face and just kind of like, who do you want to see get wiped out?
Yeah.
And then who do you think would be really, really good at it? Like athletic prowess and capability that would actually crush the course. So whoever wants to start, that's
Tony Jaa. Tony Jaa from Ong Bak, the Thai warrior who does the parkour.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Tony Jaa
do parkour, the course. Oh, yeah, parkour, absolutely.
I want to see Tony Jaa do the course.
For celebrities, I have Angelina Jolie to win it and Jackie Chan.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see that.
You sure Angelina Jolie doesn't factor into your mud list by any chance?
No, surprisingly not, no. But I'm sure she's going to hit the water once or twice.
Okay. All right. You going to make her run in slow motion?
That's.
The Tomb Raider move. Okay, fantastic. Anna?
I would really love to see Ashton Kutcher get sucker punched.
Oh! High five. There we go.
Thank Haters.
No, I'd have to respect him to hate him.
Oh, wow. How about for the people I'd love to see fail? Spencer Pratt. He's one of the reality people from the hills and stuff like that. He just right. He needs to be just shot.
Heidi too. They should do a couples one, and the two of them should just get hit in the face repeatedly.
Justin Bieber.
I was going to say Kim Kardashian and Justin Bieber as a couple getting punched in the face together. Yes.
Oh my God.
Also Justin, on my list. See,
somebody needs to beat that girl.
Did you see the clip of someone hitting him in the head with a water bottle on stage?
No.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
That's great.
He says something and then some idiot like throws a water bottle, hits, and he tries to block it, smacks him in the top of the side head. And he's like, oh, that kind of hurt. So I don't know why she threw that water bottle at me. But and she tries to keep going on. And then the clip, they like play it. There's a couple of different angles because people were filming from different. And then you get the slow-mo.
I would like to add Rihanna to the list. I'm so not a fan of Rihanna. I'd like to see her.
She pissed you off a long time.
Yeah, she did. Uh-huh. In person and just in her life. In her life, I'd like to see her wipe out hardcore. I would like to see Chuck Norris run the course. I think he, even now, could do a good job with that.
See, even now. So I got thinking about this because I knew we were going to get to the celebrity aspect of this because that's what Deck said we should do is you know get the celebrity wipeout lined up. What if we could go, for instance, I would love to be able to jump in the time machine and bring Bruce Lee to this course.
He was on my list as well, right? Wow. How much would he tear that up?
I don't know.
Quick, strong. I mean, yeah. Balance.
Oh, if we can go fictional characters.
Oh, whoa.
No.
Yoda. Okay, Yoda. Come on.
Oh, I was going to say, you could just say Tam O'Panicket and be done with it. You don't have to say Hilo. It's fine.
I was not going there.
Okay. All right.
Justin Hartley.
Yeah, because he'd have to shake his shirt off to do it.
He would, and he'd get money.
I was thinking of Isaiah Mustafa, the Old Spice guy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'd be hilarious.
Okay.
Because he'd go through it and then pop out of the mud and be completely clean.
I'm on a horse.
I'm on the motivator. I'm on the big balls. How much would you like to see Kathy Griffin go on that thing, on that show?
I would like to see Kathy Griffin have to battle Kate Gosselin because Kathy Griffin would kick Kate Gosselin's ass.
Oh, yes.
And I'd love to see that. I'd love to see her, like, you know, put the baseball one. Whatever the baseball, what is the baseball one called that they do?
Bruiseball.
Yes.
I would love to see her battle for position and knock her ass off into the water. Go, nice. Kathy Griffin.
Who's the blonde on Fox News? I'd like to see her go through it, too. What's her name?
Oh.
Yeah, like I watch Fox News.
Well, yeah, but
we watch it from the Daily Show.
Show. All right, the one that's on Fox and Friends.
Yes.
Oh, I have no idea.
Gretchen, I want to say it is, but I don't know. I'm not going
to
look
see
that
her
up.
Fall in the mud.
That would be awesome.
I would be really interested in getting, if we're going to go back in time, getting the entire cast of the original American Gladiators to go through this thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good call.
Laser.
Nitro hits it.
Nitro
is ready for big balls.
Okay.
That was one of my guilty pleasures back in the day.
Yeah?
Nice.
Yeah,
show.
Everyone had to be. So does that mean we'd get the classic WWF wrestlers?
Oh, yeah.
Because you'd have to... Which one does Andre the Giant really lose it on?
Whoa. Big balls.
He'd pop them.
I don't know about that.
Nobody's ever popped the big boss. Or I'd also like to see like the current Ninja Warrior competitors. They would easily make it through Wipeout, I feel like.
See, I don't know. Easily.
Easily.
That's the beauty of this course is while it is possible to get through it, it's really not going to happen.
Spider-Man would do a good job on the Wipeout course.
Well, he would spin a web and...
Yeah, really cheating. Yeah.
What if he couldn't? You know, those were the rules. He couldn't.
He could stick to stuff.
Right, yeah. The wall would hit him. He'd stick to it. He's like...
Now, granted, he does have to sort of think about it consciously, but how are you not thinking, oh my God, I'm going to fall? And just, I mean, that's such a quick, you know, second, you know, nature thing there. The physics of Spider-Man trying to keep his balance.
They could do a crossover with like other TV shows that we love, like the cast of Glee goes on Wipeout, or like
okay,
The Office episode of Wipeout.
Oh, Stanley. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God, Stanley would not. Stanley would just sit there.
Of course, he's around opposite network, so it would never happen.
He'd sit down and just read a book.
He'd do a crossword puzzle and be like, "I'm done. Never mind."
So, would you do it?
No way.
Really?
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
In a heartbeat, I'd do that show.
How would you not just go try that?
For the same reason why I only run if I'm chasing a ball or trying to get to a base.
Well, we could throw a ball and you could go get it.
No, but, I mean, there is the humiliation factor of, like, everybody you know seeing you totally like, wipe out.
I'm on Wipeout. Who cares?
It's true. I would do it.
I mean,
never surrender. Never
so for you two guys, if you were to be on Wipeout,
right.
My question for you is, uh-huh. Would you follow the trend of a lot of the men I've seen on the show of wearing the life vest underneath your shirt, or would you actually proudly wear it on top of your shirt?
I wouldn't wear the life vest.
You have to.
Okay, then it would have to be underneath the shirt.
No, I think over the shirt. It looks weird. Like, the shirt looks all big and bulky. I don't know.
It depends on, well.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's just something I've never thought of.
Yeah.
Wipeout fashion.
You would wear the vest because you'd wear a shirt and you wear a vest over it. I mean, yeah. You would just do that.
Apparently quite a few of the men that I've seen don't seem to agree with you on that.
I have not been paying attention to that. I'm going to have to look at that.
Yeah,
now.
A lot of them are wearing the shirts over the vest.
Huh. Weird.
I don't really, yeah. If I'm going to wear it, I'll just put the vest on. No big deal.
Why? I mean, why? You know, as someone that chooses to do that, why would you make that choice?
Well, maybe it's because, like, you want your color to match your teammate or something. I really don't know.
Yes, because guys love for their colors to match.
Yes. We're color coordinated.
Some guys do. Okay.
Yeah, because that first 4 seconds, you're into it, and then you're in the mud. They're wearing the color.
Whoa.
Then you're all, everybody's brown and everybody matches.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Wow. Where did you go?
That's Billy Flynn at GeekRadioDaily.com.
Oh, God. Did we get 24 people yet? Do we have enough for a celebrity wipeout so we get the hell out of here? What are we doing?
Nathan Fillion. Because it's funny. I'd love to see him do the show. I'd love to see him do the show. It'd just be
fine.
Be
you want to do funny? I want to see the three Stooges. I want to see Mo, Larry, and Curly take the course. I want to see Mo, Larry, and Curly.
They wouldn't get very far.
I think that Larry would surprise you.
What about the cast of The Big Bang Theory?
See, I thought that earlier. I was wondering that earlier.
Sheldon wouldn't do it. He would get dirty.
But that would be why.
Yeah.
He would come up with all the, you know.
Oh, he'd have the exact trajectory mapped out.
He would be the one who would get through the course.
No, he would do the math. But then when the reality of it and, like, the slight wind, you know, the wind's going to change and throw off his calculations in the mud. And he's just going to run around screaming. It's going to be fantastic.
He would have the exact spot on the trampoline planned out of exactly where he needed to land.
He knows the physics. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And then someone's going to yell when he goes to do it and screws the whole thing up. Or at the big balls, he's going to think too long. Okay, I'm going to boom.
And then as he's going in the walls, it's Bazinga. Splash.
Wow. And he's going to say splash too?
Yep.
That's
yep.
outstanding. So what do you think they could make next? What can they make next? Because we've seen, go back. Do you remember the first season where they had the weird, that looked like the ride? Where you got into, like, the little spaceship thing that was almost like a mechanical bull, and they were, like, slowly bucking you around and they were
shooting
stuff at you and knock you in the water because they get rid of things.
Mm-hmm. And they come up with new stuff. And,
like the rotator arm one when they did the second round. Yeah. They had everybody stand there. They didn't really do that one anymore because they've got this new
running
one.
Now it's in the game. Have you played the game at all?
No.
There's a Nintendo game for it, and it's really, really pretty fun. Except the physics is bad. We talked about it already on the show.
We did. It's not great, but it's fun.
It's fun in a lot of ways, but not great, but fun. I'm ready for Wipeout 2.0 game.
But you were making a point with that.
Nope.
Really?
No. I was going to make a point.
You were.
It had the rotating arm in the game.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Because probably when they were designing that, they hadn't seen the new season.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a huge seesaw type thing that everybody got on. I don't know.
Because I guess basically my question is, how much longer before we're like, okay.
I think maybe another season.
No, just one?
Yeah.
It depends on their innovation and their creativity.
Yeah,
with
if they
the
keep
obstacles.
It fresh, yeah, it's going to be great. But
fresh. Mm. Exciting. Sorry. I've had
it's
to.
All a sudden in you.
Oh my God!
Yes, I remember it. Thank you very much.
Actually, that's
wow.
Not. I was just creeped out by your voice.
And you people at home couldn't even see its face.
That's mostly,
yeah. I'm glad this is not a vidcast.
You kind of look like the Zuni fetish doll, actually.
What?
When you did that Trilogy of Terror. It's one of those things.
You're
so
on your own.
Wipeout. You should see Wipeout. You should try to go play Wipeout if at all possible. Make Anna go.
Go in.
Go ahead. You can do it. Do it. Oh, okay. Well, damn. And tell us, what is your favorite? What's the one that you think just is bad? Because there are some things in there that are not good. And that's what I love about it is they do mix it up and they try new things. And I don't know who decides that. But whoever built this, they're fantastic. And yes, keep bringing us this because Hole in the Wall really, really
We need
sucks.
To build one in our backyard, a little mini Wipeout.
Okay.
Let's go make it for happen. It. Have fun with that.
Send us some donations. We'll build it for you. Because we're good like that. And thanks for dropping by to listen to us talk about a show that we love. Just It's stupid fun.
We just did a summer filler show.
Yeah. You know, you're right.
Yeah, we did.
Your original entry probably, your intro probably would work better.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, let's go back in time and do that.
Let's do that.
We're not going to do that. Oh, GRD is licensed to Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you drop by the Facebook page and like it, because we put all kinds of stuff there, but this time I didn't actually look to see what it was. But there was something there, and it was really interesting and neat. Neat.
Okay.
And drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com, or send that voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
I'm sorry, what is it?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more time, please.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
Are you sure this is a sci-fi convention? It's full of nerds.
Yes! Our board gamers are your family wipeout champions.
Oh, man!
All right! Wow, Johnny, what an amazing finish. The board gamers win, yeah, and they shut out Top Tony. And it's got to be a helpless feeling for him. There's nothing he can do. Let's go back down to Jill, who's with our winner. That's going to do it for us, but be sure to tune in next week. We have 24 new contestants, a whole lot of new obstacles, and, of course, a lot more wipeouts. Till then, I'm John Anderson.
And for our colleague Jill Wagner, I'm John Henson, saying good night and big balls.